Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, October 29th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Germany's Federal Cartel Office announced it launched an antitrust probe into Apple and Amazon over the latter's brand gating policy. The policy allows makers of branded products to have independent sellers of those products removed if Amazon can sell the item directly. The regulator says brand gating can protect against piracy, but should not result in eliminating competition. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai, and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey testified before a U.S. subcommittee about the way they use Section 230, or Safe Harbor. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito asked all three CEOs how they define otherwise objectionable content on their platforms, which Section 230 protects from civil liability if taken down in good faith by the platforms. Mark Zuckerberg noted that the phrase gives them latitude to stop bullying and harassment, and getting rid of it might limit the ability to fight bullying. Sundar Pichai agreed that the phrase gave them flexibility. Senator Roger Wicker, who chairs the committee, said it was important to shield companies from liability without giving them the ability to censor content they dislike. During the testimony to Congress, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey described a three-point plan that could be an expansion of 230 with new legislation on self-regulation. It calls for making clear the moderation process so everyone can see if it's being followed, require an appeals process so individuals can get redress if the process is not followed correctly, and let users have choice to filter algorithms based on their preference. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg also supported an update to the law, specifically around ideas about transparency and industry collaboration. Zuckerberg repeated his call for the government to regulate harmful content, privacy, elections, and data portability. Marvell announced it intends to acquire fellow chipmaker Inphi for $10 billion. Inphi makes chips used in high-speed optical connections, commonly used in cloud data centers. Marvell says the expansion of Inphi's chips into 5G infrastructure was a key consideration in the acquisition. The deal is expected to close in the first half of 2021. UK Health Secretary Gabby Appleton announced an update to the algorithm for the NHS COVID-19 contact tracing app, which will lower the risk threshold used to trigger a self-isolate notification. Previously, the threshold had been fairly high, but was lowered as the app has improved the reliability of contact matching. The announcement said that this will probably result in more self-isolation notifications, although the app's privacy policy does not reveal to who or how many notifications are actually sent. Appleton said the app has been downloaded 19 million times, reaching about 40% of eligible adults in the country. Reuters reports that, according to sources, the FBI is investigating a string of recent ransomware attacks on U.S. hospitals. This includes attacks against hospitals in Oregon, California, and New York made public this week. Sources say the attacks used the TrickBot Trojan and Ryuk ransomware against the hospitals, resulting in communications being made on paper and making viewing and updating a patient's history impossible. The security firm Checkpoint said that it's seen ransomware attacks up 50% in the last quarter. Excel has had the ability to use data types for the last few years, able to pull things in like real-time stock information and geographic location, as well as integrating with Wolfram Alpha. Microsoft has now announced that Excel will allow users to create their own custom data types. These data types can be pulled in from Microsoft's Power BI Business Analytics service or with Excel's Power Query, which can pull in databases or third-party services like Teradata and Facebook. Samsung saw its highest ever quarterly revenue in Q3 with 66.96 trillion won, that's about 59.05 billion US dollars, up 8% in the year. Smartphone sales rose 50% in the year, with its highest profit since 2014 at 4.45 trillion won. Samsung also saw its chip unit profit up 82% in the year to 5.54 trillion won and posted record revenue in its home appliance and TV business. The company expects profits to decline in Q4 thanks to weakening demand for memory chips and increased smartphone competition. Also in Q3 earnings, Spotify said it now has 320 million monthly active users with 144 million paying subscribers. The company did see its average revenue per user fall 10% to €4.19 as new markets like India and Russia offered lower subscription rates. Overall, the company reported a loss of 58 cents a share on revenue of 1.98 billion euros, with revenue from subscriptions up 15% in the year and advertising revenue up 9%. AMD introduced three new Radeon RX 6000 series graphics cards that compete with NVIDIA's RTX 3000 series. All three new 6000 series cards are based on RDNA 2, also used in the PS5 and Xbox Series X. They support hardware-accelerated ray tracing and use a 2.5-slot design with regular PCI Express connections. They all come with 16 gigabytes of GDDR6 memory, but use a high-speed 128 megabyte cache to feed data into the graphics pipeline better without increasing power draw. The Radeon RX 6800 is $579, the 6800 XT is $649, and both go on sale November 19th. The more powerful 6900 XT is $999, coming December 8th. And finally, ByteDance announced its first consumer hardware product, the Dolly Smart Lamp. This offers a display and a camera designed to let school children get remote help and monitoring from parents and tutors. This comes as ByteDance is making a larger push into the Chinese education market with its Dolly Education Unit. The Dolly Lamp costs $119 and will be available in China. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.